You might not have heard of it, but you probably paid the price for it. A fast-moving pig virus sent the cost of bacon soaring last year. Prices have recovered, but this winter will be a crucial test in the ongoing struggle against the deadly disease. In part two of her series, Harvest Public Media's Amy Mayer found a Minnesota veterinarian who's something of a germ gumshoe, tracing the infectious pathogen from China to Iowa in a journey that forever changed the meat industry.
Scott D. doesn't really look the part with his jeans and company polo shirt, but much like a detective would do, D. began taking notes as a devastating pig disease swept across the country. Porcine epidemic diarrhea, or PED, has killed millions of piglets.
I'm the director of research for Pipestone Veterinary Services in Pipestone, Minnesota.
When pigs on Pipestone farms got sick in January 2014, he got his first big clue.
They all had this very similar history.
Each farm had received an emergency feed delivery, and all could be traced to a common feed bin.
Which, epidemiologically speaking, looked a lot to be the case, where we made a feed order, we got virus along with our delivery.
Other swine vets had made similar observations, even on farms like Pipestone's, with strict biosecurity. Dee had an idea. Treating the empty, suspect feed bin like the site of infection, he swabbed its sides with a paint roller, much like a nurse swabs your throat when you might have strep. Then he sent the rollers here to South Dakota State University's Animal Disease Lab.
So you can just step on this wet mat.
Okay. Lab supervisor Michelle Mashanti directs everyone entering the lab's animal wing to cover their street shoes with disposable booties or put on and disinfect rubber boots. This kind of biosecurity helps prevent people from inadvertently moving pathogens. Mashanti says PED can stick around in a room, even after three disinfecting scrub downs.
It just shows what a huge issue it is for your average pork producer. You know, we're dealing with sealed surfaces in a lab setting.
Imagine then the challenge in the far less sterile environment of a hog barn. Dee's paint roller experiment showed the virus was in the bin and, therefore, could arrive with feed. Next, Dee went searching for more specific clues. He found nine feed ingredients that the virus could survive in.
There was this really eclectic group of ingredients which really had no commonality other than PED liked to live in them.
Actually, they had one more crucial thing in common. Many could come from China, where researchers think the U.S. PED virus originated. Public records show dozens of livestock feed ingredients are imported from China, including some the PED virus can live in. So Dee needed to know, could the virus still make hogs sick after piggybacking on feed for a ride around the world?
Across the scope room.
He decided to mimic a journey from Beijing to Des Moines. His team put samples of different ingredients into plastic baby food containers, deliberately contaminated them with the virus, and then put them into a $10,000 box called an environmental chamber. It looks like a fancy freezer with buttons and meters across the top.
I did all the programming with three buttons, so it took a little while.
South Dakota State lab technician Aaron Singray inputted temperature and humidity data taken from real weather records. During 37 days in the chamber, the samples experienced simulated conditions on a huge cargo ship sailing from China to San Francisco, port stops for clearing customs, and the truck trip across 1,800 interstate miles to Iowa. Then, the tainted products were fed to these piglets, who lab technicians recorded and monitored. What happened? Well, Dee expects to publish his results in a month or two. But already, he says, PED has changed the meat industry.
Feed has never been a risk factor for veterinary diseases, livestock diseases in the past. So the ability to show that feed can harbor and transmit PED in this case, I think, is a breakthrough in the changes of paradigm.
Will these results solve this transcontinental viral mystery?
The short answer is there's no clear answer.
Roger Main is director of the Veterinary Diagnostic Lab at Iowa State University.
No smoking gun, if you will.
With many unknowns lingering, farmers are on alert because the intrepid globe-trotting virus likes a cold Midwestern winter and could flare up again. Amy Mayer, Harvest Public Media.
That story comes to us through our partnership with Harvest Public Media. More information at harvestpublicmedia.org.